NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see mostly sunny skies as we warm into the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 62 for your low, wind still light out of the southeast. Temperatures jump on Friday will be in the mid-90s. Lots of sunshine, clear 68 for Friday night, Saturday 97. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 77 degrees.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Bart Kenner is a USDA economist. He has some numbers with the U.S. ag trade for the first 10 months of the fiscal year.
Agricultural exports are $147.5 billion, up 27% from $115.9 billion this time last year. Agricultural imports are at $135.2 billion, up 13% from this time last year. At $119.4 billion. That leaves a trade balance of $12.3 billion, up, you could say, 450% from the negative $3.5 billion trade surplus last year.
Well, Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever have partnered with the United Sorghum Checkoff Program to offer conservation and cost-share opportunities for sorghum producers in western Kansas. The new sustainable initiative, Sorghum for Birds, which is building innovation, resilient, and diverse agriculture systems, targets low-performing areas by offering growers a one-time incentive payment to apply targeted conservation practices in tandem with sorghum production. The Sorghum for Birds application period is now open to Kansas producers in a 15-county region. If you would like more information, go to sorghumcheckoff.com. And following the April 30th decision, the U.S. District Court for the District of Arizona in vacating the Trump Area Navigable Waters Protection Rule, the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers halted their implementation of the rule, as stated on a post on the EPA website. The two agencies will now be using regulations and guidance established prior to 2015 to determine which waterways are protected. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. A top Kansas Department of Labor official is not disputing a legislative audit's finding that hiring hundreds of workers during the coronavirus pandemic did not appear to result in the agency answering more calls from unemployed workers seeking benefits. But Labor Secretary Peter Brady said yesterday that calls to the department became more complicated as the federal government created six programs to help workers after COVID-19 restrictions on businesses in the spring of 2020 caused unemployment to surge. Brady also said some of the 500 workers hired by the Department of Labor sometimes were diverted to resolving problems with individual claims so that people would get benefits. After having to have a year off due to the coronavirus, the Kansas State Fair 2021 opens tomorrow in Hutchinson. Gates open at 11 o'clock, but if you're an early bird and get there before 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, your admission is free. Mid-America Network News.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
A 50-year-old semi-driver from Colorado lost his life after his big rig crashed along I-70 in northwestern Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports that accident happened around 3:30 yesterday afternoon, about 5 miles east of Goodland. The patrol reports Eskandar Farhadie was heading westbound when the Freightliner left the roadway to the right and then went into the ditch. The trailer tractor then overturned and caught fire. Farhadie of Colorado Springs died at the scene. It's unclear what caused the semi to go off the roadway. No one else was injured in the accident. The KBI announced yesterday that the Harrington Police Chief and Assistant Police Chief were served summons following an investigation by the agency. 36-year-old Chief John Matula and 43-year-old Assistant Chief Curtis Tyree were ordered to appear in Dickinson County Court for suspected criminal damage to property and criminal trespass allegations. The crimes are believed to have happened back in May when the men are accused of forcing entry into a residence without a warrant. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The number of virus cases in Nebraska continued their steady climb last week as the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus continues spreading. According to data from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Nebraska reported 5,649 new virus cases last week, making the 11th straight week of increases. The Omaha World Herald reports that's up from 4,916 cases the week before and 3,464 cases the prior week. The state was reporting 253 cases per week in late June when officials declared an end to the state virus emergency. Southern Nebraska weather forecasters say today is the last day in the 80s as we head into the 90s both tomorrow and Saturday, but all that before a nice cool down beginning next Tuesday with highs only in the 70s. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved medical stops and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Another COVID-related fatality reported in Washington County this past weekend as an elderly resident with underlying health conditions passed away. 22 positive cases are currently reported in Washington County. Marshall County cases continue a gradual decline, now with 20 active, including 2 hospitalizations. A tribute to the 13 fallen soldiers in Afghanistan will be presented as part of pregame activities for the Valley Heights Junior High football team Thursday evening, inviting the public to participate before the game at about 6:20. Big Give Gage County is Friday's. Area supporters are encouraged to contribute toward over 60 local charities and nonprofit organizations throughout the county. Matching funds will be provided toward all contributions in person at the Vintage Venue in downtown Beatrice, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., or online anytime at biggivegage.org. The annual event, sponsored by the Gage County Foundation and participating local sponsors, a kickoff celebration is planned Thursday evening. Deadline is Friday for registration for a Farm Bureau Ag Academy. The year-long program focuses on advocacy, leadership, and service, rural communities, and farm families. Virtual and in-person sessions will include tours and programs beginning in October, with additional details online at kfb.org/agacademy. The Pony Express Gravel Dash returns to Marysville Saturday with 300 riders expected from throughout the Midwest. A send-off celebration is planned Saturday morning, along with the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K runs. Riders in the Gravel Dash expected to return midday and throughout the afternoon downtown. Commemoration of the 20th anniversary of 9/11 is planned Saturday in Marysville. First responders and others will join in the annual moment of silence at 8:45 a.m. with a brief ceremony to follow at 9:03. Organizers of a horse soldier monument being installed at the Washington County Courthouse have acquired a piece of the World Trade Center that will be dedicated as part of a display. Ron Newts explains.
Well, the 9/11 component, we hope, we're working it, trying to work it out to bring a piece of the World Trade Center back to Washington, Kansas, be it a piece of I-beam or whatever from the rubble from the buildings. We'll make it as part of the horse soldier monument on to the side and make it so people can actually see it. We'll have a plaque with it, talk about 9/11, people will be able to touch it. I think it's going to be wonderful.
Washington Lions and Rotary Clubs are hosting a number of events this Saturday to raise funds toward the monument. These include a softball tournament with a silent auction throughout the day, hayrack rides touring the town beginning at 7 p.m., and a showing of the movie 12 Strong at the tennis courts at 9. These events in Washington this Saturday are a week ahead of a planned dedication of the Horse Soldier Monument at the Fall Fest, Saturday, September 18th. Ron Newts will be a guest on our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, and he explains where the concept for the project originated.
It all started when we finally got to understand what Mark did when they had the movie 12 Strong. A whole bunch of us from Washington County, his family, friends, and we went to Manhattan and seen the initial showing of the movie with him, General Dothan's son. Afghanistan ambassador was there, so it was quite a event, and we thought this should be something we should celebrate in our county for a man that so we come back and we talked, and we talked to his parents about doing a monument, and we come up with ideas. Bridget Bruna helped us with the artistry with it, with the major ideas. We all agreed to it. We done a presentation to Mark himself to show him what we were proposing. He was very humble. Decided to add things to celebrate his team along with him, plus honor the lives lost at 9/11.
A fatality accident was reported in Nemahal County Monday morning, claiming the life of a Seneca teenager. 16-year-old Lawson Schmelsley went left of center and struck the rear axle of a semi driven by Craig Nolte, age 32, of Seneca. Lawson Schmelsley went off the road, his vehicle overturned. He was pronounced dead at the scene shortly before 10:30 Monday morning on Q Road just south of 112th in Nemahal County. Donald E. Wink, age 87, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Don Wink. Larry D. Leck, age 74, of Holton, formerly of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington Cemetery. Family visitation Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Mercer Funeral Home in Holton, assisting the Ward Funeral Home with arrangements for Larry Leck. Leonila R. Mine, age 75, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Leonila Mine. Leroy C. Flower, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m., with an interment to follow. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Leroy Flower. Dorothy M. Cook, age 90, of Oquito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Oquito Cemetery.
Visitation Sunday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Cook.
Stanley G. Cuyot, age 78, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation, Sunday 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Cuyot.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
The Pony Express Gravel Dash returns to Marysville Saturday with 300 riders expected from throughout the Midwest. Join a send-off celebration downtown Saturday morning in conjunction with the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K runs. Riders return midday and throughout the afternoon, passing the Pony Express Plaza downtown with live music, beer garden, and more this Saturday in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants: United Bank and Trust, Landall Company, and Nordis Motor Company.
It's that time again. The annual U.S. Highway 36 treasure hunt is September 17th through the 19th. View the maps, find county information to register your sale, or for more general information, go to USHWY36.com. That's USHWY36.com. Get ready to hunt with the Highway 36 treasure hunt September 17th through the 19th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see mostly sunny skies as we warm into the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 62 for your low, wind still light out of the southeast. Temperatures jump on Friday, will be in the mid-90s. Lots of sunshine, mostly clear skies. Temperatures drop into the upper 60s for Friday night. Saturday, continued sunshine, warmer. Highs push into the upper 90s. We'll have southwest winds, a bit breezy throughout the day. Partly cloudy, 68 Saturday night. Gusty winds still out of the southwest. Sunday, we will see plenty of sunshine, a little cooler, back into the upper 80s. 68 clear Sunday night. Monday, we are anticipating plenty of sunshine for the beginning of the work week. Temperatures start out in the low 90s. We'll be in the low 80s by Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Average high temperature early September, 84. Record high on this date, 102. The average low, 60. The record low, 43. Sunset this evening, 7:46. Sunrise in the morning at 7:03.
Do you live in a state rated high for life expectancy? It's a look at where people live healthier and longer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September. September 9th, the 252nd day of the year. Actors Hugh Grant and Adam Sandler share a birthday. Life expectancy for Americans continues to rise. The most recent data says the figure is now 79 years. A little less for men, a little more for women. The average can vary as well depending on where you live. The state with the highest life expectancy is Hawaii, but cold weather states fare almost as well. Minnesota, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Connecticut all place in the top 10. The good news for everyone is that life expectancy has nearly doubled in the past century, and most experts expect the trend to continue. The first human to live to 150, they say, has probably already been born. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
This Patriot Day, Cook Welding and Repair asks everyone to acknowledge and honor the remarkable people whose lives were lost and those wounded in the horrific events of September 11th. Their courage and loyalty to this great nation will never be forgotten. From the staff of Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville. Clausen & Sons Dirt Work, Inc., honors the United States military troops and those who lost their lives from the tragedy of September 11th. From the patriotic staff at Clausen & Sons Dirt Work, Inc., in Beatrice, providing all types of dirt work services, including tree clearing, pond dredging, excavation, and more.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Losses yesterday in baseball for both the Royals and the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll start with the boys in blue. The Baltimore Orioles scored all their runs in the eighth inning in a 9-8 win over the Royals. Baltimore has taken 2 of 3 from the Royals, who haven't won a series at Camden Yards since April of 2014. Yesterday, Salvador Perez hit his 42nd homer for Kansas City. Andrew Benintendi finished with 3 hits and 5 RBIs. Royals finish up the series with the Baltimore Orioles this evening. First pitch at 6:05. The Wichita Wind Surge got shut out last night at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. Yesterday was game 2 against Northwest Arkansas, and the final score 1-0 Northwest Arkansas over the Surge. Neither team broke through the scoreboard through 7 innings of play. The series continues this evening at Riverfront Stadium. First pitch 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you will never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the market and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
NFL, the Cleveland Browns starting their 2021 season where their 2020s ended in Kansas City. Cleveland will open a season with Super Bowl hopes at Rowdy Arrowhead Stadium and against the AFC champion Chiefs, who edged the Browns in last year's playoffs. Their 22-17 loss stuck with the Browns, providing motivation during the offseason. Quarterback Baker Mayfield said the team has done its best to erase last year, but Cleveland's players are sure to remember some of the feelings from that loss on Sunday. The Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns open their season this Sunday afternoon, kickoff at 3:25. College football as it stacks up for this weekend. Coastal Carolina and KU take to the field. Kickoff at 6:30 Friday evening. Southern Illinois and the K-State Wildcats tee it up on Saturday. The kickoff in that matchup at 6 p.m. Emporia State and Central Oklahoma also squaring off over the weekend. That kickoff set for 7 o'clock Saturday night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
Bulldog Football Friday. Marysville at Wamego, live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Cape Prep's pregame begins at 6, the TVL spotlight at 6:40, with pregame coverage and coaches' comments ahead of kickoff live at 7. Marysville at Wamego. Kansas Jayhawks air Friday night on FM 95.5. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:30 kickoff. Kansas State home opener is Saturday, with pregame coverage at 4, kickoff at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Most of us have bigger gardening plans than our budgets allow. Here are four ways to stretch your budget as you create beautiful gardens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Buy in bulk. Team up with gardening friends to purchase seeds, soil, flats of plants, and other items that are cheaper to buy in bulk. Then meet to divide the goods and celebrate the start of another growing season. Start with smaller plants. They're easier to handle, adjust more quickly to their new home, and cost less than their larger counterparts. Shop for end-of-the-season bargains. Purchase healthy plants and garden supplies that are often discounted, helping to stretch your garden budget. Then convert yard waste to yard riches. Leave short clippings on the lawn to improve the soil and fertilize the grass. Compost pest-free plant debris. Use fall leaves as mulch and wood debris for edging, wattle fences, and arbors. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You may enjoy a tree for its beauty, its shade, or perhaps the fruit that comes from it. But when it comes right down to it, most of us probably don't think much about the value of a tree. But this man did, and his story is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When Lewis and Clark first looked west from the Missouri River over what is today southeast Nebraska, they may have been amazed at the vast, unbroken view of the plains.
They wrote about two little runs, and one of those little streams that they spoke of that flowed into the Missouri River is South Table Creek, and they believe that that's one of the streams that they explored up, and it was the first time when they came up from the stream bank and they saw that vast grass prairie.
50 years later, a man named J. Sterling Morton would behold much the same view. While you may not be familiar with his name, Susie Worth says you probably are familiar with the day he helped establish.
On his wedding day, he and his wife, Carolyn, set out for Nebraska. They knew that there was free land on the prairie. When he came to Nebraska, he built a lovely small frame home. At that point, he could see all the way to the Missouri River. There were so few trees.
Worth says Morton was akin to a Thomas Jefferson of the prairie. He set about to improve the land and the lives of those who lived there. As a journalist, he helped extol the virtues of southeastern Nebraska and beyond. His writing would only bring new settlers for a while, though, and without more to offer, those who came might be quick to leave. Morton set about changing that.
Morton knew for people to come and settle in Nebraska, there needed to be a major tree planting effort. So he went to the Board of Agriculture and then on to the legislature and asked him to create a holiday where people would celebrate by planting trees.
On April 10th, 1872, the state of Nebraska established the first Arbor Day, and a million trees were planted in honor of the date and the cause. Today, National Arbor Day is the last Friday in April. Morton later served as Secretary of Agriculture under President Grover Cleveland, but it was his initiative to begin Arbor Day that is what he is most widely known for today. Traveling the countryside in Nebraska City, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a large antique and collectibles auction for Sioux Breeding Saturday, September 11th. Sale begins at 9 a.m. at 732 Cherokee Road, northeast of Marysville. Sioux Breeding has sold antiques and collectibles over 40 years and will be selling frosted glass kitchen cupboard, wardrobe, pie safe,
several furniture items, primitives including a 4-gallon butter churn, 6-gallon, 3- and 4-gallon Red Wing crocks, other crockery items, beer advertising, memorabilia, Pepsi and Coca-Cola items, 1847 Rogers Brothers sterling silverware in the box, lots of Marshall County advertising items, and other miscellaneous. This antique and collectible auction for Sioux Breeding, Saturday, September 11th, 9 a.m. at 732 Cherokee Road. From the junction of U.S. 3677, go 8 miles to Valone Elm Corner, then a mile and three-quarter west on Cherokee Road. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
When you're out planting flower bulbs, put in a few stinking roses, too. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. I don't know who gave garlic that silly name, but it's easy to grow as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I planted some garlic bulbs last fall and was happy with the harvest this summer. Fresh garlic is so good with pasta dishes and it'll grow almost anywhere. Sandra Mason is an extension horticulturist at the University of Illinois. She says most people are familiar with the garlic bulbs at the grocery store, but just as store-bought tomatoes don't have the same ripe flavor as homegrown, garlic from your garden tastes better, and it's fun to experiment with different varieties and distinctive flavors.
Some of them are hotter. Some of them actually have kind of a nuttier flavor to them, and you find that people, after they start trying some, they end up with their favorites, and I think a lot of chefs actually have their favorites.
Mason says most chefs like the hardneck type of garlic. It produces better flavor and has a stem through the center called a flowerscape. They have less of an outer bulb wrapper, which makes them more sensitive and reduces their shelf life. Softneck varieties have the white papery skin and under the right conditions can be stored for up to 9 months. No matter the variety you choose to grow, good soil with lots of compost makes a difference. Plant garlic in a big area, too, so it can spread out as it takes root.
What you're going to do is you'll get the bulb, and then those things have the individual cloves, and then you want to break those apart, and you want to do that right before you plant them. And then you're going to plant them about 3 or 4 inches deep, and then about 4 inches apart in the row, probably about a 3 feet or so actually between the rows. So you want to give them plenty of space.
Don't be surprised to see some green shoots peeking out of the ground yet this fall. Garlic puts down roots and grows a bit before winter. Learn more about garlic varieties at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Recalls the tragic events of 9/11 that took thousands of men, women, and children away from their families. This Patriot Day, take a moment of silence and remember those lost forever. Smith Auto in Pawnee City. We offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, and glass installations. We buy scrap iron. Cook & Company will never forget the events of 9/11 and holds the victims close to heart. Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Weeds adapt better than field crops to climate change, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gemplers.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gemplers.com. Weeds can better handle drought than the crops they infest. And as the climate warms, farmers will need to do a better job of controlling those weeds. Marty Williams is an Agricultural Research Service ecologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and is based at the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. He says herbicide trials data going back to 1992 indicate potential problems ahead.
The future conditions we have going forward don't bode the best for how we're currently managing weeds. Our pre-emergence herbicides are threatened by the more variable weather that we're expected to have. And most of the yield predictions of crops into the future don't account for weeds.
Williams says that assessment is based on University of Illinois data. But he adds, it matches what other land-grant universities have seen.
Right now, we're developing a team of collaborators throughout the Corn Belt and beyond to have greater representation of the types of soils, of the weather variability, of the crop management tactics, to build our inference base so we have an even more robust way to study this.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack expects to see little impact on Midwest grain shipping through Gulf Coast ports from Hurricane Ida. Vilsack was asked about Mississippi River shipping through the Gulf after reports that Hurricane Ida damaged grain facilities owned by Cargill and rival shippers CHS, ADM, and others.
Probably know we are headed towards a record export year, it's my understanding that while there's going to be some disruption, that it's not going to be so critical as to significantly curtail our capacity to export.
Ida disrupted corn and soybean exports from the Mississippi Gulf Coast, which accounts for some 60% of U.S. grain exports. Vilsack added the impact occurs as global supplies are tight and demand from China is strong, but again, he says he's not worried.
But at this point, I'm fairly convinced we're not going to see major disruptions to our exports.
ADM and CHS were working to divert grain exports through other terminals, fearing weeks before power gets restored to Gulf facilities. In other news, the American Farm Bureau Federation, 46 state farm bureaus, and 280 organizations representing family-owned agribusinesses sent a letter to congressional leaders about tax policies. The letter asks them to leave important tax policies in place as they draft legislation implementing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. The letter addresses four key tax provisions that make it possible for farmers and ranchers to survive and pass their businesses on to the next generation. Estate taxes, stepped-up basis, the 199A small business deduction, and like-kind exchanges. The groups all firmly believe the current federal estate tax code provisions must be maintained. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck.
Have a paint project you've been meaning to do, but keep putting it off? Well, procrastination pays off, because right now, get up to $60 back on your favorite Valspar paints at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. From September 3rd through the 12th, choose Valspar Pristine Interior and save $12 per gallon container during their Labor Day event. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville through September 12th. See the rebate URL in-store for details.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new forecast from USDA projects increased net farm income for 2021. Michael Clements has the details.
For fiscal year 2021, the Department of Agriculture projects net farm income to increase $18.5 billion from 2020, or 19.5% to $113 billion. Veronica Nye, American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist, says the forecast puts net farm income at the highest level since 2013.
We had a low of $62 billion back in 2016, so reaching $113 billion in 2021 is certainly an impressive turnaround for the sector. 68% of that increase in receipts is due to a price impact, which means about 30% of that increase is due to increases in the quantity sold.
She says it's largely attributed to increased commodity prices.
On the crop side, obviously a significant increase in receipts from corn, soybeans, and wheat, which are forecast to increase by $38 billion. But it's not all good news on the crop side. Unfortunately, for specialty crop growers, vegetable and melon and fruit and nut cash receipts are projected down by over $4 billion. On the animal products, we're looking at an increase of $26 billion. On the dairy side, basically no change, which is the third year in a row, unfortunately, for our dairy sector that we haven't seen an increase.
Meanwhile, USDA projects total farm expenses up 7% from last year.
Of course, that's influenced by an increase in fuel and oil prices, increase in fertilizer prices, and labor expenses. So 7% is equivalent to about a $26 billion increase.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more agriculture information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we are agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Handle livestock through their point of view and you'll both be a lot happier. It's important to understand how animals literally see their world on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Quietly grazing in the pasture looks like an idyllic scene to you, but in the animal's mind, it's an invitation for predators. From poultry to goats to cattle and horses, all are considered prey species in the animal kingdom. Prey foraging behaviors such as grazing put the animal in a vulnerable position in terms of sight. Lissa Seifelt is an extension agricultural educator at the University of Wisconsin. She says livestock have adapted with eye placement on the side of the face rather than the front.
And what this does is it allows them to have a larger field of vision. They can detect things kind of more their peripheral vision a lot more quickly than a predator could because of where those eyes are placed. But it comes at a cost. And that cost is depth perception. So they have fairly poor depth perception about where things are in relation to distance from them.
Shadows on the ground can be perceived as a big hole, and going from sunlight into a dimly lit barn is like walking into a dark cave where a scary predator might be lurking.
We might need to light up that entrance point so that the animal can see inside and see that, oh, there's not this scary predator waiting to pounce on me as soon as I step into that dark area. You know, I think sometimes we take for granted the difference in lighting because our eyes are very good at adjusting accordingly. Our animal species also do that, but it might be to a slower degree.
Being aware of these natural tendencies can help animal handlers adjust their procedures. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how animals see the world at agriculture.com.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Corn on a bit of a rally right now. September corn is up a quarter cent at 498.5. December corn up 1.25 at 511.5. I said a rally. I didn't say it was a big rally. September Kansas City wheat down 15 at 682. December down 20 at 684.75. We're still seeing double-digit losses in both Chicago and Minneapolis wheat as well. So all three of the wheat markets are in the doldrums this afternoon. September soybeans down 3.5 at 1267.25. November down 7.5 at 1272. Each of the back months is down double digits. September soybean meal down 80 cents at 336.60. But October is up a dime at 335. Soy oil is way down. September is down 122, 56.23. October soybean oil is down 126 at 56.20. So not a good look there. Canola is having an issue today. November canola at 857.20. That's down 24.30. January is at 845.70. Down 20.40. So not a happy day for canola. October cotton is up 5 points, 95.25. But December is down 53 points at 93.55. So mixed numbers for cotton. The livestock complex, cattle, well, we're seeing some struggles now with feeder cattle, too. Fat cattle are still up in the front months. October up 55, 123.67. December up 22 at 128.87. The back months are down, though. Feeders started well, but that's given way. September feeders at 155.95, down a dime. October feeders at 159.10. That's down 17. All the back months are lower, so having some issues there. Hogs started well, but that gave way about midday and really struggling now. October hogs down 132 at 86.05. December hogs down 67 at 79.87, and all the back months are also lower. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
The 2021 Kansas Wheat Recipe Book is hot off the presses. The annual book features recipes from the 2021 National Festival of Breads. Recipes include savory Thai peanut sauce rolls, strawberry lemonade swirls, and more. Get the recipes online or request a free printed copy at kswheat.com/recipebook.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck.
Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, over there.
Music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.